Bible's book of Daniel. Book of Daniel, chapter number 3. I'm going to preach just a few minutes anyway, if God will help me do so. And picking up on something that we started here, preached a message the other day about this, and I pray that God will help me say just something he's laid on my heart for tonight, and pray to be a blessing to help to you. Daniel chapter 3, let's look at verse 15. Stand, please, while I read the word of God. Now, if you be ready, that time you hear, let me pause there to get the setting for this for the sake of those who are not here when we read the scripture before. I'm just going to read the one verse tonight, but keep your Bibles open there. We'll give you some more as we go. Nebuchadnezzar, time of the Babylonian captivity. Nebuchadnezzar has made an image of gold and has declared that everybody should bow and worship. Three Hebrew children said they would not do that. Here's what he's saying. Now, if you be ready, that what time you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made well. Now, he just made that way. It's going to be well is what he's saying, if you'll do that. But if you worship not, you shall be cast in the same hour in the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Now, I'm picking up on that subject again tonight. Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Got one leaving. I'm wondering who's going to deliver him out of her hands. Dad was taking one little boy out of church one Sunday, and he looked back at the congregation and said, pray for me. JJ probably saying that. You pray for him, sure enough. All right, let's bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Thank you for the singing, the songs. And what a blessing it is tonight to be in the house of God. Give you praise and glory and honor and thanks. And I do pray tonight that you bless those who are here that's saved and their lives have been challenged or they have difficulties, they have problems, they have things they're praying about. I pray you'd help them, encourage hearts and lives. Then I pray, Father, you'd help those that are unsaved. May the Holy Ghost convict them and draw them. And I pray they'd see their need of a Savior. No one's ever gotten saved till they see they need it. And Father, I pray the Holy Ghost make it real to their hearts that they're lost and without God in need of a Savior. Then, Father, I pray make it real to all of us that we can trust you and depend upon you to help us. And I pray tonight we'll leave the house of God more determined than ever that we'll stand for the Lord Jesus by your grace and by your help. For you said, without you we could do nothing. And so, Father, we stand here as a needy creature tonight. I pray for the divine touch of God, power of God be upon us. We'll preach as you want us to do so. Rebuke the devil, the powers of evil. I pray, God, give us clarity of thought and speech, and we'll thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. That phrase that stands out in verse number 15, who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? And that phrase, who is that God that shall deliver you, has stuck in my mind and heart because here Nebuchadnezzar was asking the question, who is that God that shall deliver you? He's making fun and light. He's really saying, ain't nobody able to deliver you out of my hands. You're going to burn fiery furnace. And he was actually putting them down because they wouldn't bow. And I said this last week, let me say it again tonight. They could have got their heads together and said, now we'll bow, but we'll not really pray to that God. We'll not really worship. We'll silently pray to God. We'll put on a show and act like we're doing that. But they wouldn't do that. They refused to bow their knee. They refused to, I say glory to God. That's how we need to be. Sometimes we kind of bend blend in with the crowd and don't really take a stand. We need to stand for God. But God, help us stand for God without apology. And don't leave a question mark where you are. Let everybody around know where you are. You don't have to do that with the arrogant spirit. You can do that with the sweet spirit of Jesus Christ in your heart and stand there firm. And I'm glad you can do that and praise God for that. Amen. And I encourage you. Last week I said this. Let me quickly review this. I said these three Hebrew children said this. When, who is that God? And he said, he's the God that we serve. Three times in the scripture here in this chapter, he mentioned about them being servants of the Lord. And he's the God they serve. Sometimes we want God to help us, but we don't want to serve him. We don't want to do anything to serve him. But I believe we're looking for God to help us. When we get in the fire, we need to be servants of the Lord. Amen. Number two, I talked about, they said, and that word doesn't say they said, but you can read it into it. He's the God that we trust. Now, I want you to look at verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But, and I love his part, but if not, hallelujah, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, we'll not serve thy gods nor worship thy golden image which thou hast set up. They said, we know he's able to deliver us. We know he can deliver us. We know he will deliver us out of your hand. And if he don't deliver us from that burning fiery furnace, we're still not going to bow to your idol nor worship your idols in any way. I say they had their trust completely, totally in the Lord. Amen. They trusted him. They said he's able, but if not. A lot of times we say he's able as long as he's doing it. But if we don't see it happening, we kind of slack up on the able part and think, well, now, God, if you will. You see, we're always saying, if you will, if you will. We want God to do what we want him to do. He's not a spare tire. He's not something you put on and take off. We need to love him, trust him, serve him. And then they fellowshiped with him. If you look in verse 25, and the king said, and I'm not going to read it, but I'll paraphrase it a little bit out of my paraphrasing here, not to change the word of God, but the king looked in and said, Lord, didn't we not cast three men in, and I see four men loose walking down there, and I say hallelujah. And they were fellowshipping. You know what? I don't believe that's the first time they ever fellowshipped with him. I don't believe that's the first time they ever had a talk with him. I believe they're used to talking to him, and they're used to his fellowship. He might have been made visible then. They hadn't made visible before, but they were used to that fellowship. I say glory to God and the Lamb forever. I'm glad. Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? I'll tell you who that God is. He's the God I serve. He's the God I trust. He's the God I fellowship with. He's the great and only true God there is. Amen. Now let's flip it over and talk about his power tonight and look at it from God's view. And who is that God? I believe God just kind of smiled and said, I'm the God that delivers. Hallelujah. And God looked down the scene, saw his men standing down there and standing straight. And young men, young ladies, you stand for God. Don't bend, don't bow, and you won't have to burn. Amen. And you live for God. Let God help you. And you'll come out all right on the end of this thing when it's all over and said and done. You'll go through battles. You'll go through difficulties. I mentioned Brother Clay and Sister Bryn a while ago that there'll be some times it all won't be rosy. They might as well accept that fact. Amen. Before they get married, it'll not all be rosy and all. They may have a wonderful marriage, but if she never gets upset at him and he never gets upset at her, I think I'll just ship them on to glory. They're going to be rough times, and sometimes they're going to struggle financially. Sometimes they're going to struggle spiritually. There'll be times they'll struggle with sicknesses. There'll be times they struggle. But, oh, when you love each other, Isn't that good to struggle together as husband and wife? But I'll tell you better than that. It's when you love God and you struggle with, and He's with you through the struggles and through the fire and through the difficulties and the times that you don't know what's happening and you don't know what to do and don't know how to handle it. Jesus shows up and fellowships with you. I say glory to God. Thank God for it. It's a good time to fellowship with God and trust Him. And who is this God that shall deliver you out of my hand tonight? And I've just been giving you a little introduction, but I don't preach. Who is this God that shall deliver you out of my hand? And that king said that, and God is a God, the only true God, the only living God. He is the creator, sustainer of the universes. He inhabits eternity. He is the I am that I am. He is the Lord. He's the door. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the life. He's the chief shepherd. He's the one that helps us. Amen. I praise God. He's the beginning. He's the end. He's the Alpha, Omega. He is a living Savior. He is a resurrected one. He's a coming back one. He's going to be the sovereign ruling one. And now, who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? I'll tell you who that God is tonight. He's a living God. I want you to turn with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 10. And see this. Who delivered us from so great a death and doeth deliver us, doeth deliver, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver us. Hallelujah. Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? Here it said, and let me read it one more time, and then I'll be making reference to it, but I won't be reading it again. Who delivered us from so great a death and doeth deliver, in whom we trust that He will yet deliver us. I don't preach that. Hallelujah. Because He's a delivering God. Amen. And tonight, people that's unsaved, they need deliverance. And people that got burdened down with burdens and cares that have weighted them down, they need deliverance. I'm glad tonight He's a delivering God. There's some going through trials and tribulations and sicknesses and problems and things you don't understand, but I'm glad He's the one that delivers. Amen. He's a delivering God. I stand here preaching and looking back and seeing Miss Lisa and her dad and thinking about Ashley, and God saw them through the tribulation and went through the fire and came out on the winning end. Amen. And praising God, that track has been distributed in many places. Many people have read it, and I've seen people other places, these other missionaries have, and ask about Ashley's family, ask me which one's which, and who. I always look at Lisa and say, there's a mean one. Rest of them you can figure out, but anyway, we got the mean one figured out already. But what I'm trying to say to you is, thank God, no matter what you're going through, God can see you through and help you through it and come out on the other end and have victory in your soul and a shout of praise unto Him that loved you and gave Himself for you. Amen. I'm glad for Him. Now, notice this, if you would, please, as He said, who is that God that shall deliver thee? If you look back in verse number 22 of chapter 3 of Daniel, verse 22, He said in 2 Corinthians 1:10, who delivered us from so great a death. I don't talk about He saved us from the penalty of sin, delivered us from it. I'm thankful for it. If you're not saved tonight, you're still under the condemnation of sin. That's the burden of sin rests upon you. You are condemned already. You don't have to wait to get to judgment, see if you're going to be condemned. You are condemned. Ain't no question about that. God says you're condemned already, those that believe not on the Lord Jesus Christ. But look at verse 22. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Here's these men that worshiped the idol. And here are the men that worshiped that golden image. Here's those men, and they're going to take Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they're going to cast them into burning fire. And what happens to them is when the fire is made hotter than usual, because the king, he determined he's going to destroy these three men. And who's that guy? He knew they served the living God. And he'd heard about their God. But he's going to prove it. He's greater than their God. And so he had it heated up greater. And the men that took them up undoubtedly were strong soldiers and used to battle and used to hard time. But they were slain as they went to get close to the furnace and throw them in. They're the ones that died, let me say to you tonight. And don't worry about those who are going through the fire that's saved. They'll come out all right. It's those that are not saved I'm concerned about. Those that know not the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm concerned about people that have cancer. I'm concerned about people that have problems. And I hear about them all the time, and another have broke my heart today. But I'm telling you right now, friend, there is a God in heaven that can deliver us from this. I'm glad that the God in heaven delivers us from this greater death. So great a death, amen. Aren't you glad he delivered you one day? If he had not delivered you, you'd be lost and going to hell where you'd be. Maybe be in hell already. You ever think about that? He might already been in hell had God not delivered you from that. I'm glad he's a delivering God. And tonight, you that are unsaved and lost without God, he wants to deliver you and set you free. That word deliverance means to set at liberty, set free, and to turn loose. I say hallelujah. I'm glad the devil turned me loose. God set me free. And hallelujah, I got delivered from the penalty of sin. The penalty of sin is death. And I'm glad I'm delivered. And Jesus said, he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? I do. Hallelujah, I do. I believe that. I'm not going to die. You say, preacher, you'll have to drop dead tonight. I may do it. Last few days I wondered about it. But anyway, I may drop dead any time. When I do, I'll not be dead. I'll just be dead bodily. But I'm not going to be dead. Dead be separated from God. The second death is cast in the lake of fire. I'll not be that. Amen. You just tell people he went on home. Amen. Just tell him he went on to glory, and you see him on the other side. If you're saved, if you're not, you better get saved, because he'd like to meet you over there. Amen. But he's a delivering God. He does deliver. And notice over here in verse 28 of this chapter, then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants, have trusted in the and have trusted in him, have changed the king's word, and yielded their bodies, they might not serve them nor worship any god except their own God. He said, delivered his servants. He's a delivering God. Who is that God that's going to deliver you out of my hands? I'll tell you who that God is. He's the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He's the God of Daniel. He's the God that delivered Israel out of the Egypt bondage. He's the God, amen, that led them into Canaan. He's the God that set bondage free. I say hallelujah. He's a delivering God. Aren't you glad we have a delivering God today? One that delivered us from the penalty of sin. Then he said this, secondly, he said, in whom we trust you, yet he delivered us from so great a death and doeth deliver. That second phrase in 2 Corinthians 1:10 is doeth deliver. I have been delivered. I am now being delivered. From what, preacher? From the power of sin. Hallelujah. Amen. He didn't just deliver me from the penalty and then just turn me loose. Thank God. He said, I'm going to be with you all the way. And he said over in 1 Corinthians, talking about this, he said, there's no temptation taking you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. I say hallelujah. Whether that be temptation to do evil, whether that be temptation in some kind of a trial, whatever it is, he said, I'm not going to suffer you to be allowed to tempt above your able. But God is faithful. He didn't say I'd be faithful. He said God's faithful and said he'd deliver me. I say glory, hallelujah, and the Lamb forever. I'm glad my God delivers. Amen. Aren't you glad he delivers tonight from the bondage and what used to hold you down, thank God, he set you free from that. Folks sitting in his house used to be drunks, and now they're not drunks, they're good dads and moms. Some used to be all messed up in sexual sin, but now they're good moms and dads living for God. Used to be messed up in drugs, but now here they are in the house of God living for God. I say we got a God that delivers. Amen. Some raised in church, never been in the drug culture, never been to alcohol nor the sex mess, but they still got saved the same way I did. Amen. Thank God they're saved by grace through faith in Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. Don't y'all worry about me spitting a little bit. Anybody sit on the front row, don't get a little bit of spit once in a while from the preacher. Need to check up on your preacher. I try not to spit too far. But I get to preaching, can't help myself. Told somebody this morning, felt better preaching than any other time, thought I'd just keep on preaching. All right. He said he doeth deliver. I'm glad he doeth deliver, amen. And when he delivers, he does it right. That means I'll never be separated from God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, nakedness or peril or sword, or shall height nor depth nor any other creature separate? Shall anything separate us? Anything going to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord? I say nobody. Who's going to condemn us? Christ died for us and rose from the dead. Who's going to bring anything against us? God's the one that justified us. I praise him and thank him tonight that he is my deliverer. And thank God and praise him for all that he delivered me from and is delivering and shall yet deliver me. I thank him and praise him for it. He's good to us. Let me say this. Familiar passages of scripture, but as you think about God never leaving us, in John 10:27, he said, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand, out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. My Father which gave them me is greater than all. I and my Father are one. I say to you tonight, isn't it good to know that you're a child of God? And he knows you, you know the shepherd's voice and you respond to it. And he knows you by name. He knows every place you have a tick. Needs to be gotten off. He knows when to shear you. He knows when to put you in the pen. He knows when to lead you out to the green pastures. He knows when to get you by the still waters. He knows when to kind of kick you a little bit to get you back in line so you'll be with the other sheep and not wander off there and get in the rock somewhere and get hung up. Aren't you glad he's a God that loves you like that? He's a God that doeth deliver us. I say hallelujah. I'm glad I serve a God that doeth deliver. He did deliver me from the penalty of sin. He's now delivering me from the power of sin. I praise him for that because this old body I have is weak and little. And I like that song you sang. And as little as I am, he cares for me. Amen. And picks me up and dusts me off. Hey, that shepherd's known to, even if he has to, break the leg of a little one to get it to follow him. He'll carry it around till it heals up. And then when he turns it loose, that one will stay closer to him than the rest of them. Because he knows who took care of him. Hey, every once in a while, God has to kind of break us up a little bit. I didn't mean anything by that, Brother Gray, but anyway, I haven't looked back there and seen. And Brother Gray just a grinning at me. Every once in a while, God breaks us up, not literally, but sometimes literally, sometimes not. But he'll do something, let something happen to it. And he'll pick us up, though, and dust us off, and thank God, carry us on his shoulder, and take us on and turn us loose and let us follow close to him. I say glory to God. It's good to know God. I praise him tonight. Amen. And hallelujah for the living God that loved us so much he does that. But then he made another statement I like. Whom shall yet deliver us? Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hand? He's the God that delivered me from the penalty of sin. He's the God that doeth deliver me now from the presence, from the power of sin. He shall deliver me from the presence of sin. And I want you to know tonight, I've been delivered from the wrath of God. Amen. I have not been appointed to wrath, but I have been appointed unto salvation. And the wrath of God will come in tribulation period. I want you to know I will not be here when tribulation comes. I shall be gone because a rapture will take me out. And all the saved people that will go will be raptured out. And hallelujah. And glorified bodies, and we'll not be appointed to the wrath of God. When God on his throne begins to pour out his wrath, and men hide in caves and rocks and cry for the rocks and mountains to fall on them and hide them from the face of the Lamb of God. I'm glad when God's wrath comes, we'll be gone. We'll be gone. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. I praise God and thank him for it. Amen. I want you to look with me. Back on 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1, verse 10. Just a verse I ran across thinking about this. It says, and to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. That's what God said. And I like it, amen. But let me say this to you. Not only are we delivered from the wrath to come in tribulation, but we're delivered from the lake of fire. As far as the great white throne judgment is concerned, we'll not be judged there. We're going to the judgment seat of Christ as God's people and be judged. Aren't you glad tonight that you know the delivering God? Who is that God that's going to deliver you out of my hands, the king said. He looked down there and saw those four men. He found out who that God was. Then he said over there later, don't anybody speak anything against that God. He's the living God. He found out who God was. And I can't get that thought off my mind. Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Our world today is sinking in sin and corruption, but I want you to know we got a God that can deliver us. A God that doeth deliver us. A God that is delivering us. And we shall yet be delivered into the very presence of the living God in a glorified body one day. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody's looking, myself and God. I wonder tonight if you really know God as your Lord and your Savior. If you really know you're saved. If you really know that you're going to heaven one day. If you do, it's glorious, wonderful. But if you don't, I want you to know Jesus loves you. It don't make any difference if you're a man, woman, boy, girl. You realize you're lost. Jesus can save you. Jesus can save you. Then if you tonight have burdens and cares and you know you need to come and bring him to Jesus, good place to do it. He delivers. See, preacher, I'm in the fire. I'm in a terrible situation. I know a God that is able to deliver you. Heavenly Father, I praise you and thank you that you are the God that delivers. Deliver tonight those who need deliverance. We'll praise you and give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.